The Proud Princess. Long ago, the King of Ireland had a lovely daughter, but she thought she would not choose a husband. She thought no one was good enough for her. The king was very cross. He asked the three princes in the land to tea at his castle.
"You must choose one of them," he said.
The princes stood in line. The first one was short and round.
"They're too fat," said the princess.
The second was tall and thin.
"Beanpole,"
said the rude princess, and she laughed at him. The third prince was handsome, but she just pulled his beard. He was incredibly hairy.
"Prince Harry," she said.
The king said crossly,
"If you will not choose a prince for a husband, you must marry the first beggar who comes to my castle."
Next day, a beggar in ragged clothes knocked at the castle door. He played the fiddle and sang songs.
"Come in, come in," said the king. "I order you to marry my daughter," he said.
The princess cried and cried. The king would not listen. They were married by the priest. Next day, they left the king's castle. Soon they came to a bigger castle.
"That belongs to Prince Ulric," said the beggar. The princess just cried.
They walked on until they came to an old hut.
"This is my house," said the beggar.
"Oh, it's nasty," said the princess and cried again.
The beggar gave her old rags to wear and not much to eat. Every day she had to scrub the floor. Her knees were very sore. Then the beggar cut some reeds.
"We have no money," he said. "You must make some baskets."
But the reeds cut her soft hands. One day she sat by the roadside. She was trying to sell some pots. A man came riding by on a horse. He smashed all the pots.
"I'm afraid you are no good as a wife," said the beggar. "You must earn some money."
He took the princess to the castle to work in the kitchen. The prince who lived in the castle was getting married. The cook gave the princess some food from the wedding feast. She put it into her apron. The princess wanted to see what the prince looked like. She ran up the stairs to the ballroom and hid behind a curtain. Then she peeped out. There was the prince with all his friends. Suddenly he turned around.
"Oh,"
she cried.
"Whatever shall I do now? It's Prince Harry."
The prince pulled back the curtain. There was the princess.
"I have caught you now," he said. "You must dance a jig with me in the ballroom."
The princess tried to run away, but the prince held her hand. All the food fell out of her apron and everybody laughed at her. She burst into tears and ran away, down the long passages in the castle. The prince ran after her and soon caught her again.
"Don't you know me?" he said.
"I am Ulric. You called me Prince Harry. I am also the beggar. I tricked you because you are proud."
The prince gave her a fine new dress to wear. Then he took her back to the ballroom. She sat on a throne and a crown was put on her head. The princess was happy at last.
"How glad I am I married you," she said. "I promise I will not call you Prince Harry or be too proud again."